Who would think that cold-blooded murder could be so much fun? For sure, all the people who attend Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, playing at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, will easily understand how enjoyable a murder or two, or eight, can be. The show, which won a Tony Award for Best Musical in 2013, is a lighthearted spoof about ambition run amok that can entertain an audience for almost 2.5 hours. I say almost, because the first act in which the murders are committed is clever fun. However, the end of the segment dallies, creating a craving for intermission. The second act dwells more on a romantic triangle, and while still a lot of fun, it depletes some of the play's energies. However, this is the production's first performance as it starts a long tour, so for sure the presentation will tighten, perhaps even by Sunday's closing performance. The concept of the show is that a man is eighth in line to inherit a huge family fortune. All he has to do is eliminate those ahead of him. The first act murders are brilliantly conceived and expertly executed. The bee scene is hilarious, the ice skating death is delightful, the gym scene is ghastly fun, and the fall from a building conjures memories of Mel Brooks' film High Anxiety. Making the murders fun is kind of magical, because you find yourself rooting for Monty Navarro to avenge the memory of his mistreated mother. When Monty was a child, her mother's wealthy family disowned her and ignored her pleas for financial help because she married beneath her class. Clearly, most of the family members are despicable individuals who are arrogant, hard-hearted, and insensitive to the needs of others. It's all neatly explained in the song, I Don't Understand the Poor. Adding to the fun of the show is that the victims are played by one performer. It's a clever device that gives John Rapson an opportunity to steal several scenes. Oddly, while he shines throughout, he rarely goes over the top, which is basically a good thing. Rapson is a very funny actor who, rather than trying to make the production a one-man show, creates broad characters that serve the play. Though Rapson has the showiest role, the work of Kevin Massey as the murderous Monty is perfect. Making a man who murders eight people charming is a difficult task, but Massey develops a character that is almost endearing. What makes the accomplishment truly remarkable is Monty is filled with character flaws. He's not only a murderer, he's having an affair with Sabella, a woman who happens to be his former lover and is now married. At the same time, he's courting and marrying the sweet Phoebe, a distant cousin. Both women are ideal for their roles. Kristen Beth Williams as the beautiful Sabella is both cunning and shallow, while Adrienne Eller as Phoebe is sweet, virginal, and as it turns out, just as clever as is Sabella. Both sing like angels. These romantic complications provide a terrific second act scene where Monty tries to keep the women apart while they were in different rooms of his apartment. However, a mostly funny dinner scene in the same act tends towards repetition, muting some of the fun. The set is visually attractive as it replicates a Victorian music hall, which furthers the non-threatening nature of the murders. Rear projections are superior as they create great effects, shift locations, and create mood with a minimum of clutter. Gentleman's Guide is a musical made engaging by cleverness and clean storytelling. It's all helped by an energetic and charming cast that acts as a unit. All do justice to a score that is deceptively good. Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is at Proctor's Theater, Schenectady. For ticket information, call 346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.